This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How many times can I tell you, I told you so? I don't know, as many as it takes. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. If you are sick of the liberal crap that they try to sell you on a day-to-day basis, then you have found mama's milk. Because I'm telling you right now, liberals need to shut the heck up when it comes to talking to us about policy. We watched them for 8 years usher in bad guy after bad guy, whether it was Mexican banditos in the form of MS-13 or El Salvadorans or whatever, Islamic terrorists living in our midst, and they want you to believe that they know stuff like global climate change is the number one terror thing in the world. Oh, my gosh, global climate change, let's put some money there. The number one terror in America and the world is leftism. There is no doubt about it. There is no debate. If you bring leftists into your midst, you are bringing in the enemy. You are introducing pancreatic cancer into your body. That's all they're good for, is killing your economy, killing your community, killing your country, your state, your county. You name it, you bring liberals in, and you will die. Oh, Kevin, those are harsh words. You're such a mean-spirited conservative. No, I'm a truth teller. Go look at your cities. Go look at these iconic, what used to be iconic places you would want to go visit. Paris, London, Luxembourg, Brussels. Name any one of them and you will find terror. And more importantly, you will find terror attacks, and you will find terror attacks waiting to happen throughout all of Europe. Oh, I know, Kevin. You're racially profiling. You're religiously profiling. You're doggone right I am. Racially, religiously, call it whatever you want. If it makes you feel better to say, oh, Kevin's profiling, he's a mean-spirited guy or whatever, do whatever you need to do. But let me tell you what, this black man gets it. And so do you.
Stronger gun laws. That's what we need. It's the guns.
Oh, really? What about the trucks? I mean, have we not seen enough truck attacks? What do they call trucks? They call them lawnmowers. ISIS calls trucks lawnmowers. The bigger the truck, the bigger the lawnmower. They're just wreaking havoc in our community. And by the way, this is the world community. I'm going to go into the numbers here in a bit. I'm about to make some liberals have to squirm. See, they want you to think that you're silly.
Oh, you're out there profiling with the diversity we're trying to create with the Muslims, and you're out there profiling.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about diversity. I'll talk to you about diversity here in a bit. Because see, here's what I will tell you, is a spoiler alert. The most diversity exists in the very countries that everybody's talking about creating diversity. Nobody is talking about the diversity in Somalia. Nobody is talking about the diversity in Yemen. Yeah, leftists, where's your diversity there? Countries that are 90-something percent Yemeni or 90-something percent Somalian or whatever, Somali.
Kevin, why would we be talking about...
Yeah, you aren't talking about diversity there because nobody gives a crap about those countries. Nobody wants to go. But you'll bring up, we need multiculturalization here. Let me tell you where we need multiculturalization, you liberal morons. We need multiculturalization where there's monolithic thought, where they believe in the abuse of women, where they believe that they can stone women and do vaginal mutilation and a host of other things and treat women as second-class citizens, where they believe that their religion is superior to ours and therefore we are entitled to be killed or treated any way we want, where they believe in rape culture. I would say they need your help, not us. We understand how the real world works. America, folks, believes in human rights. I know some of you don't. I know some of these leftists out there listening to this program do not believe in human rights. They only believe in leftist rights. They're worse than the Muslims. They would like to see us destroyed. Why? Because we believe in our Bible. They hate that as much as the Muslims. They don't want to tell you the truth about it. The LGBT community hates your religious fanaticism that actually believes that the world should be peaceful, that actually believes that God is a living God and a loving God. They hate that. They hate you believe that. They hate that you want to hold them accountable for their indulgence, their sexual indulgence. How dare you hold me accountable for the way that I want to have sex? I don't. And maybe, you know what, if you believe that God doesn't, believe what you want. I don't care. They want to believe things about us. They want to treat us like crap. And they will bring in the very people that want to see them dead. So do the left. They think by hating Christianity, the Muslims are going to go, well, it's okay, you hate Christianity, so, you know, we're all good. Yeah, see how that's working out, Germany? See how that's working out, France? See how that's working out, London? This guy, you know, it's so funny. These people are walking and living among us, waiting. I love what they said about this guy. I don't know how to say his name. Sefulo. Saipov. They say, nobody knew. He didn't fit the profile. Really? So, we'll talk about that. Gun laws would have changed this, though, right? Yeah, because, you know, let me tell you how gun laws would have changed this. Maybe the New York Police Department would learn how to shoot so they could have killed this dude. Because they just wounded him. In Texas, he'd be dead. Yeah, but now, are we going to talk gun laws? They had BB guns or something. It was fortunate that they weren't able to get the guns. They only had pellet guns or whatever. That's what the left will probably tell us. Now, let me tell you what would have been fortunate. If New Yorkers had a gun and they had popped these dudes before, this minute they started mowing people over, somebody pulled out a weapon and said, pop, 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 and that's the end of it. And maybe instead of 8 people dying, we would have had what? 2 or 3? Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have a very simple question for you now that you're here at the Black Sphere University. Chancellor Kevin Jackson, I teach all the classes. Professor, how many more terror attacks need to occur in America before leftists admit that they're wrong? Now, see, I asked this question earlier in the week about other aspects of what we do here in America. I asked this question. I said, how many other things need to happen politically for the left to admit that they were wrong about Barack Obama? So I'll ask that question again. Leftists, you watched Barack Obama legislate for 8 years. He was the leader. Now, the terror attack in New York is a legacy of Barack Obama and other leftists like Chuck Schumer. Now, 8 years of Barack Obama, we've watched terror escalate to levels that you probably don't even know about, and I'm going to talk about later in the broadcast. But you know the difference. The number of terror attacks under George Bush was substantial, but it escalated under Barack Obama. I'll give you the numbers here in a minute. So as you're evaluating Barack Obama's, you know, gift to America, and I'm talking about this from a leftist perspective, losing over 1,000 Democrat positions, bankrupting people, creating suicides on Obamacare, looking at his treatment of veterans, letting them die on waiting list and doing nothing, ignoring the deaths, plural, of four people in Benghazi, and letting his Secretary of State and his National Security Advisor skate on it. And I could go on. When you reflect on him, are you willing to admit that you were wrong? Barack Obama said that the number one thing facing America, the number one catastrophe, our biggest fear, should be global climate change. Do you feel like that this morning? When you go out and you see the seasons doing what they do, it's fall now, the leaves have changed, and we're getting ready to set up for the winter solstice, do you really feel like global climate change is the bigger issue? Or do you think that maybe you're riding a bike in New York and getting mowed down by what ISIS calls lawnmowers? That would be a truck. You think maybe there's some fear there. You think New Yorkers are starting to go, you know what? We might want to take a look at where we are and what we're doing. I'll tell you this. When my son goes out on his bike, we went out on a bike ride. And one of the things that was going through my mind as we're following along the little bike path that they've nicely set up where we live, we're vulnerable. It's lined in the street. You want to know where we rode? The sidewalk. And I wasn't comfortable there. But we, you know, you can't let life go through. You know, you got to live your life. But I will tell you, I would not let him ride in the street. And I was very concerned of what could potentially happen to him and the rest of the family, for that matter, if somebody just willy-nilly decided, you know what, it's easy to take these guys out. I was thinking this, no lie, a week ago. And then it happens in New York. I hope that, you know, I got to watch the way I think, apparently. But what the gist of this is, and I'm going to go back to my original question, how many more attacks? And this is what you need to ask a leftist today. How many more terror attacks before you finally admit that we are right when it comes to Muslims, refugee resettlement, our immigration policy, and a host of other things? And don't let them get out of the answer. Ask them, do the lives of the 8 people who were killed mean anything to them? What about the people who were injured? I always focus on them. And let me tell you why. Because they have to live with whatever happened. And let me tell you something. 8 people's lives, they're done. They don't even have a say in what they now think about the Muslim resettlement, refugee resettlement, and this whole multiculturalism that everybody seems to be so caught up in the liberal sphere, whatever you want to call it. But the people who are left over and the people who witnessed it, I want to know what those New Yorkers now think about the Muslim issue. Are they going to gloss it over and go, you know, oh, I mean, come on, you know, it's just one of those things that happens? Because that's what we were told. Barack Obama told us, well, you know, look, you're going to have these kinds of issues as Islam works through its issues. We don't have these kind of issues as Christians work through their issues. This is a holy war being fought from one side. And what the leftists want you to do is turn the other cheek. You don't need to turn the other cheek. If you want to live the way Muslims live, get out of this country. Get out. And I'm going to tell you, if that makes me politically incorrect to say it, so be it. Get out of this country. I don't want to go live where you live and change your laws. If you want to beat women and you want to burn them and you want to rape women and kids and do whatever it is you do, then fine. You know, who am I to say? Let the UN deal with that. But that's not our culture. When it comes to multiculturalism, I don't want that.
And that's even tough to say, given we've got people like Rosie O'Donnell and Hillary Clinton and Ashley Judd and many others. But I don't want that. When are they going to admit they're wrong? I ask this question of Hollywood. When is Hollywood going to admit how big of a hypocrite Hollywood is? These people are nothing but hypocrites, full of them. They're the very people who've asked for these Muslims to come to town. They're the very people that talk about gun control. They're the very people that talk to you about the war on women. And look at all of it that's going on. Look at what's been revealed. See, let me tell you, I ain't trying to be all preachy. God is revealing stuff to you, to America, to the world. He's saying, look at you Sodom and Gomorrahs, you with your bad selves, you leftists. God is chuckling at these leftists going, see, I've been telling you. Yeah, they want to talk about Allah and we can't be racially profiling, we can't be religiously profiling, it's just a horrible thing, whatever. Let me tell you something, when Muslims stop killing people, I'll be happy to, I don't care what religion you want to practice. You could be Wiccan. You could be, what, Buddhist? Look, I don't understand Buddhism. It's strange to me. That doesn't mean it's strange necessarily, but it's strange to me, okay? I don't care what, Buddhists, for all I could care, could believe that the big belly is the center of the universe, for all I care. I don't care what they believe in Buddha. I happen to like Buddha's bald head. That's just a personal thing. But whatever you believe, it's fine. But because you want to know why I'm accepting of Buddhism? Because they ain't trying to kill me. These people are like, yeah, Kevin, we don't even kill a bug. Okay, great. Congratulations. I kill bugs. We differ. The Buddhists don't try to get after me. You're killing bugs. Oh, we must kill you now. We got more on these radicals when we come back, folks. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The two sources tell investigators ran SIPOV through their databases after the attack, and his name popped in connection to a handful of individuals who are already known to law enforcement as part of a broader terrorism investigation. It's not clear from our reporting this morning whether it was a single case or multiple cases or whether the cases remain open, but Fox was told SIPOV had close ties and, quote, the group he ruled with was known to law enforcement before the attack. After an initial review, the evidence points to an ISIS-inspired, not ISIS-directed attack, with a suspect following the ISIS-Al-Qaeda playbook to a T for using vehicles as weapons. Recent online propaganda instructed followers to use trucks, then launch a second attack using knives or guns, and to leave evidence at the scene linking the attack to the terror group, which is what happened in this case. This morning, the Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee was asked about reports he came into the U.S. through a diversity program.
The lottery system, I've always been against it because it's a random system to bring people into the United States. It's not merit-based. Why aren't we, you know, scrutinizing people over there before they can even get into the country with a higher vetting system, putting ICE agents over in consulate and embassy offices?
Source close to the matter says that based on the electronic evidence so far, the suspect was actively searching online for ISIS instructions for using vehicles as weapons.
Catherine, has there been a claim of responsibility yet?
Well, there's been no official claim of responsibility through the ISIS media branch known as the Amaq News Service, but it's significant that known ISIS accounts, what counterterrorism analysts call leadership accounts, are applauding the attack, showing photos of the attack, and using an unusual hashtag at the slap of terrorism. We reviewed some of the online translations, and they refer to the ISIS spokesman Al-Adnani, who was killed in a 2016 airstrike, and these posts talk about seeking revenge for his death.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. It's amazing what you can glean from things when you don't really know all the information. For example, I knew this was a terror attack by Muslims. You knew it too. We'll get more into that. But I want to talk about what Catherine, I forget her last name, but what she had to say about this attack. She says, number one, this guy was known to law enforcement through a broader terror investigation. Now recall, I don't know when exactly it was, but it's been a few years back. We were told that we don't know where a lot of the terror suspects that we knew were coming into the country. We don't know where they are. But this guy's known through a broader terror investigation. Which brings me to another point. His mosque was under surveillance in 2005. So let's talk about that. A lawsuit got filed in a district court in Brooklyn by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and others. And they maintained that for more than a decade, suspicionless surveillance of Muslims has violated the Constitution and profoundly harmed thousands of people whose names were placed in secret police files. The second, which was filed in Manhattan, said that the spying violated a set of rules known as the Hanshu Guidelines that govern how the police in New York may investigate political and religious activity. The settlement, which is subjected to approval by a judge, or was at the time, required that police obtain factual information about possible unlawful activity before starting a preliminary investigation into political or religious activity, and will limit the police department's use of undercover operatives and confidential informants. Now, I'll put it to you another way. This rule wasn't written for Christians. It wasn't written for churches. It wasn't written for the Tea Party. The spying that police are doing was in conjunction with surveillance of bad guys. And if you were a bad guy and you were doing something through your, let's say your social club, then that's how they did it. They set this thing up because of the conspiracy of mafiosos and people like this. Now, not telling you that the government doesn't stretch this stuff out and say, hey, you know, the Tea Party group should be under surveillance. Surveil us. Surveil the Tea Party. Surveil the church. Bring somebody in, listen to what the pastor says, and you'll hear, pastor, I've been going to church for many years, for decades. My pastor, all of them, none of them have ever said, Kevin, you should be radical, this government sucks. No, the Tea Party doesn't say that. The Tea Party is pro-government. We're pro-small government. We're pro-accountable government. We're pro a government that will actually listen to its people and not become a bunch of elitists that feel like they're above the law, which is what we have. But we're not anti-government. Even the use of the term militia. When the government starts fighting against its citizens, you know you've got the wrong type of government. Say the name Tea Party up on Capitol Hill, and you get people, oh, those Tea Party people. The Tea Party people are the best people on the planet. Why do you think I bought Tea Party Community and started that social media firm calling it Tea Party Community, knowing that I'm going to change the way people view those two words, Tea Party? Are you kidding me? Anyway, so this guy's mosque is under surveillance because they believe something's going on. And yet, what happens? He ends up renting a truck and mowing down people. They said, I love this part. For the first time, the watershed settlement put much needed restraints on law enforcement's discriminatory and unjustified surveillance of Muslims. This is what Hina Shimsi, director of the ACLU's National Security Project, said. At a time of rampant anti-Muslim hysteria and prejudice nationwide, this agreement with the country's largest police force sends a forceful message that bias-based policing is unlawful, harmful, and unnecessary. Anti-Muslim sentiment. Let me tell you something. I don't have anti-Muslim sentiment. I have anti-Islamic radical sentiment that happens to include a bunch of Muslims. There's a difference. See, when I see a Muslim, I don't go, there's my enemy, necessarily. I say there's somebody that's got a mixed up form of religious ideology, but I don't go, I don't like you. I treat Muslims with the same amount of respect as I treat anybody else. But if I were telling you I don't watch them and pay attention, I'd be lying. I watch every one of those dudes, women and children, all of them. I watch them. I listen to what they say. I'm very careful about my son and his interaction with him. I make sure he understands what to listen for. I don't tell him to go there biased. My son plays with Muslim kids. The last school he went to, we watched that school go from, I don't know, less than 10% Muslim to 30% in a couple of years. It's crazy how fast they're growing in St. Louis. So this idea that it's an anti-Muslim sentiment is a lie. The Muslims have an anti-American sentiment, and that is a fact. They didn't come here because they love us and they want to embrace our culture. They came here to get our money until they can take over our culture. That's the truth. You can get mad about it.
Oh, Kevin, you seem very biased.
I'm not biased. I'm just telling you the facts. A forceful message of bias-based policing. Are you kidding? They said the monitoring was extensive. The police identified and mapped more than 250 mosques in and near New York State. Just the fact that there are 250 mosques in or near New York State, to me, is amazing. And you can bet this report was done in the middle of 2016. You can bet there's a ton more. And get this, though. Of the 250 mosques in or near New York State, they said that 53 of them were mosques of concern. That is 20%, more than 20% of the mosques built in or around New York State are mosques of concern. Think about that. So they're mad because these guys took down license plates. They posted, you know, cameras to watch the people and their interactions. And then what do we get? We get the Boston bombing. We get San Bernardino. We get Pulse nightclub. And you know what's interesting about most of those attacks? They say the same thing. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew that crazy Muslim would do that? Live right next to him. I had no idea. Well, there was a lady that you heard in that video we played. She's like, I live next door to him. I don't know if you know that. Maybe she didn't say it, but she does. She was his neighbor. The neighbor of this guy that just ran over and killed 8 people. And she didn't know. Who knew? Oh, my goodness. Somebody knew. It should scare you when they say things like this. He didn't fit the profile. Really? He was married. He had 2 kids. He was gainfully employed. Oh, really? But his mosque was under surveillance and he was known to law enforcement. But he didn't fit the profile? And he's a Muslim male.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I mentioned the Muslim attack yesterday. Only covered it in one segment because I wanted to get to a bunch of other stuff that we had had brewing. And today we are taking a much deeper dive into the Muslim attack. Muslim terror attack. ISIS-inspired, use vehicles as weapons, and part of the ISIS strategy is you use a vehicle as a weapon, then in your second attack, you get out with your knives and your guns, and you do more carnage. Oh, and you leave an evidence trail, because we want people to know this is an ISIS-inspired attack. And the guy followed it to the letter of the law. And what's funny, they didn't say it. At first, it was like, well, there was an attack in New York. And it took them, I don't know, an hour or two before they finally admitted it was a terror attack. We all knew it from the beginning. If you're smart, you knew it. Because if it was Vegas giving you odds on whether attack where they ran over bicyclers with a truck in a major city was a terror attack, and they said, what kind of odds do we put on this? I would say you're probably looking at 73-1 if you got good odds. If they were being truthful, it's 1,000-1. Because there was that one attack somewhere where a person accidentally hit the accelerator versus the brake, or, you know, the truck went out of order or something like that, where some people got hurt. There was that one accident where everybody's like, oh my goodness. And I wrote about it and said, if you were like me, your first reaction was, it was a Muslim terror attack. And then it turned, and I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere. It was like in Utah. And so that was the only tip that maybe this one you got wrong, Kev. And it turned out that it wasn't a Muslim terror attack. But we all thought it. And there are people feeling guilty because they thought that,
oh, Kevin, I kind of did, but you don't have to bring it up.
What, you feel guilty for having a real human emotion based on true observation of what goes on in the world? And that makes you feel guilty? Wow, I bet you feel guilty that you happen to enjoy, you know, sex with your wife or your husband.
How does Kevin know that?
My goodness. People feel guilty over the craziest of things. You feel guilty for a real human emotion that's based on fact, not even conjecture. You're not Islamophobic because when you hear of a terror attack and you go, oh my goodness, it's probably a Muslim. There I go again. I can't stop myself. Well, you're not going to get any sympathy from me, and you're never going to get an apology. The guy wanted to kill Americans. Infidels. And you know what the left said?
Well, Kevin, that Donald Trump travel ban wouldn't have helped. Uzbekistan wasn't on there. Well, maybe it should have been. Maybe we need to expand the travel ban.
How about that, princess? ISIS, they say, is applauding the attack. They've got a new hero. Donald Trump is absolutely whooping their heads, so they got to find something to be, you know, smiling about. And as they, sit in their caves with their goat wives, trying to figure out what's their next move. Man, this is so pathetic. Leftists drive me crazy. They like to think they get to me, but it's just true that they do not. They don't get to me. I find them, to say ignorant is not even I can be more profound than calling them ignorant. Even morons. They are all of that. So let's talk a little bit more about this Muslim. First of all, he didn't die. Shame on the police for not being better shots. Shame on somebody for not putting this dude, well, we wanted to get more information out of him. Whatever. You're not going to torture him. So, what's he going to say?
I will not speak to you. I did this in the name of Allah. Allah Akbar.
I love when they tell us he didn't fit the profile. That's what I talked about a little bit last segment. He didn't fit the profile. A Muslim man, probably, I'm guessing, under 30 years of age. Full beard, got the look, you know, the look of a jihadist.
Oh, there you go, Kevin, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am, I'm profiling him. He's got the look. And they go, well, he was married with two kids. So what? And I love Uber says, well, we screened him for as best as we could, and we couldn't find anything. Yeah, you found something. His name was Agula Wahaha. Which I'll admit, he doesn't have the typical Muslim name because he's Uzbekistani. He's Saipulo Saipov. That's his name. It wasn't Muhammad. It wasn't Ahmed. It wasn't whatever. Ha 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 ha. So I get it. They didn't quite understand. But he passed the background check. Yeah. Well, you know what? There are hundreds of thousands of Muslims right now in America who've passed the background check, who are married. What do you think humans do? They get married. They have kids. They're dating people.
Oh, I can't believe he did it. He was dating a girl.
What? A young dude dating a girl blew up a mosque, blew up a church, or blew up a cafe? I'm shocked that he was dating a girl and not a goat. Because I'm not shocked that he blew up the cafe. But they say he didn't fit the profile. What is the profile? If you continue to tell me they don't fit the profile, I think we need to change the profile. Oh, but then, Kevin, we'd be profiling. Yeah, but there's a profile that exists. What is it? Is it Catholic nuns? Is it Buddhist monks? What is it that fits the profile? Oh, well, he should have been single. He should have been radicalized by making a trip to Yemen or to some, you know, terrorist training camp. What does it take? He doesn't fit the profile. Let me tell you why that should scare the crap out of you. Because they live right next to you. The next guy who's going to blow up something is a guy that gives you change from some 7-Eleven. Oh, wait, that's Pakistanis. Gives you change from some bodega in New York. That's going to be the next bomber. He's going to be somebody that you've given a job to that, you know, you never razzed at work or whatever, but he didn't like you Christians and he got a job there, and he's going to come out on Christmas Day one day and he's going to kill all of you. That's what happened in San Bernardino. The thing that bugs me also is this has the fingerprints of liberalism all over it. All over it. He came into the United States 7 years ago from Uzbekistan under the diversity visa program. Yeah. So he wasn't vetted. He got here through the lotto, a lottery system. I ask a lot of my African friends, how'd you get here? Lottery? No, I was a political asylum. Or, yeah, I was lotto, Kevin. Now, it's easier with, in this case, the friend I'm thinking about, he's from Ethiopia. So he had to leave. He would have been killed if he'd gone back home. So they let him in. But there are people that get in on the lottery, and I've had friends of mine, again, from Ethiopia. I got lucky. I got the lotto. But they didn't get vetted. He goes, I didn't get asked any more questions than anybody else. So we're letting people win the lotto in these terrorist countries because it's our way of saying, well, we're going to help them to become better citizens. Because liberals are like little teenage girls dating the bad boy. I'll change him. He'll change for me. Diversity Visa Lottery Program. Chuck Schumer brought this. Yeah. Not even merit-based. So Donald Trump comes out and says, we're going to fight for merit-based immigration. No more Democrat lottery system. We got to get tougher and smarter. See, it used to be that way. It used to be that's the way you got into this country. Every country, we would say, okay, we're going to allow you to pick who you want to come to America to learn from us and potentially go back home and help your economy, help your country. And countries would say, line them up, get our best people. Get our most studious. We're going to send them to the top schools in America. We're going to send them to where people, you know how to live, and we're going to get them acclimated. And then these guys would come over here, and they had a contract to go back. Many of them didn't. They said, the heck with that. Shoot, I'm staying over here. I ain't going over there. And so, you know, but a lot of them did. They'd go back. They built businesses. They did a lot of good things. They ushered in our form of a democratic republic, or at least the thinking, to into their countries. And I'm all for that. But this system that we set up that said, hey, let's go to some third world armpit where they brutalize women and animals, farm animals, and let's bring them into our culture because we need to be multicultural. I'm never having sex with a sheep.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.